This is an ABC color presentation.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, hi. Oh, that's me. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Jimmy. I'm the host of the show. Thank you for joining us. We're just talking about the games. A big night for baseball fans here in L.A. The World Series is underway between the Tampa Bay Rays and the L.A. Dodgers, and it could not have come at a better time. This city needs a win right now. It's been like, a week since the Lakers won, right?
Yes, that's right, yes.
A long week. I feel like they should call this one the end of the World Series. It's hard to focus on sports with this election coming up. The election's 2 weeks from today, which means we are only 6 months away from knowing who our next president will be. Here in L.A. County, if you vote in person on Election Day, you will not be required to wear a mask. Voters who refuse to wear a mask will not be turned away. Instead, they'll be escorted to an outdoor area to fill out their ballots there. You've heard of the smoking section? This is a Karen Corral. I get why they're doing this, because you can't deny people the right to vote, but they wouldn't let you vote if you showed up not wearing pants, right? Huh? I don't know. Maybe it's worth a try. On Thursday night, voters will get one more chance to see the candidates face-to-face. Details for the second and final debate in Nashville are being released because the last one went so far off the rails. The Commission on Presidential Debates has come up with a way to cut down on all the POTUS interruptus. They've come up with a mute button. Biden and Trump will be muted during the two-minute answer period, so this one doesn't turn into another senior citizen bum fights video. This is the same, muting the mics, it's the same strategy my daughter's teacher uses for Zoom kindergarten to reduce would a mute button even work on Donald Trump? I feel like if you turn off his microphone, he'll just pull another one out of his hair or something. Emperor Palpatine is very hot about the mics. He phoned into Fox and Friends to lash out at the debate commission. This is what he does. Before every debate, every election, every interview even, he announces that they're plotting against him. And in this case, even the guys running the sound system are plotting against him.
The whole thing is crazy. This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary. And, they muted my mic. They did a whole thing. They did this to me already. They modulated it at the time, and they actually had to write me a letter of apology.
Yeah, they modulated his mic, which is interesting because earlier this month, he told Sean Hannity they oscillated his mic.
They oscillated my mics when I had the one debate. We had three debates with Hillary, and on, I think, the first debate, on the first debate, they oscillated the mic, and they oscillated it very, very seriously.
Yes, so seriously. Really, really seriously. They oscillated it, they modulated it, they constipated it. These microphones are out to get the president. It's a total pitch hunt. So how many months after he loses do you think Fox and Friends just stops taking his calls live on the show? The president was on the trail in Erie, Pennsylvania tonight. Melania was supposed to join him there. She was expected to make her first appearance since Orange Face gave her COVID, but she canceled because 3 weeks after she tested positive, she still isn't feeling her best. She's sick. But you know who did come out to support Donald Trump? Second daughter, Tiffany Trump, who summoned all her Trump family pride to help Daddy win over LGBTQ voters in Tampa. Wow, what an entrance. The Black Eyed Peas, too. The one time it would be appropriate to use YMCA, and they blew it. The one time. And it only got better from there.
It's such an honor to be able to be here and speak truthfully, honestly, and from my heart. I know what my father believes in. Prior to politics, he supported gays, lesbians, the LGBTQIA plus community, okay?
Well, you forgot the T. Woman named after Julie's jewelry store forgot the T. Enough politics for tonight. Tonight here on ABC, the gods of love gifted us with a new episode of The Bachelorette. The activity on the show tonight was a game of strip dodgeball. The winners of the game got a group date with Claire. The losers got swollen testicles. It was a weird show. The guys this season don't seem terribly eager to spend time with The Bachelorette. Actually got her upset, and the awkward moment of the night went to that award went to a real estate agent named Brandon who had trouble closing the deal.
I never thought I would do anything like this before. And when I found out that you were the Bachelorette, I just knew I knew I had to be here.
So what made you want to be on here for me?
First of all, you're obviously absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
But other than that, to be honest with you, I don't know really anything about you. I know that you're, you know, from Sacramento. Are you born and raised, or?
Should I just send myself home now, or how does it work? I typically know more about my Uber driver by the end of the ride than Brandon knew about Claire.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.